A default looks likely in Greece, and there are 12 days left to avoid one here in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, European leaders propose a new bailout package for Greece that will likely send the country into temporary default. And here in the U.S., the race to avoid default is entering its final days. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 69 points, about a half percent at 12,641. The NASDAQ up a quarter of a percent, and the S&P 500 up six-tenths of a percent right now. AT&T said this morning its subscriber growth slowed down last quarter after rival Verizon launched a version of the iPhone back in February. And there's another big merger coming. Express Scripts and Medco Health Solutions say they want to get together in a $29 billion deal. The companies are currently the largest managers of drug benefits for health insurers and the government. Now let's get to what observers are calling a critical make-or-break meeting in Brussels, Belgium. European leaders are poised to sign off on a second bailout for Greece to try and stop the spread of the European debt crisis. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the package being worked out is likely to send Greece into what's called a selective default.
This would take the pressure off the Greek government and may keep investors happy. Holders of Greek government bonds, whose market value has been more than cut in half, would get their money back, but not for 30 years. The interest rate paid on these new bonds would be lower than current market rates. That's why it's called a selective default. Investors take a bit of a hit but don't lose the bulk of their money. Stephen Lewis of Monument Securities says the European Central Bank may now be prepared to lend further funds to Greece on this basis.
It's beginning to look as though the ECB is willing to show some flexibility over this after having taken up a very rigid position earlier.
But big questions remain. What investors will make of this plan and whether it will end the 18-month-long Eurozone debt crisis. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, now let's get to the debt ceiling fight in Washington. We are 12 days away from a possible default here in the U.S. if Congress and the president can't reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling. The focus now seems to be shifting towards some kind of a short-term extension of the deadline so that lawmakers have more time to come up with some grand budget-cutting plan. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She's with us live from Chicago, as she is every Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Diane, let's start with this idea that they're talking about in Greece, a temporary default. Is that something that could work here in the U.S. if there's no deal to raise the debt ceiling?
Absolutely not. I mean, the issue in Greece is that everyone knew eventually someone would have to take a haircut and they would have to default because they didn't have the means to service their debt or their commitments. We're not in that position. If we were to do it, it would be because we decided to do it and to penalize our investors, and that would have a very negative reaction.
Okay, well, let's talk about what would likely happen here in the United States. What do you think? It seems to be could really go any direction.
Well, it looks like we're going to get a temporary deal, a deal that's going to say, listen, we'll raise the debt ceiling today, and we're going to commit to getting a very strong commitment with a lot of Plan B in it to make sure that lawmakers follow it, to get over $4 trillion in cuts through the bipartisan Gang of Six Commission that has been working on this for some time. There's not a lot of details. The dirt and the details will be hammered out in committees within Congress, but also have a backup plan that if they don't get the numbers in, 10 senators will take their place. And I think that's what the rating agencies need to actually feel comfortable that we're moving in the right direction.
Well, it sounds like it makes sense, but it also looks like this kind of stuff could really go off the rails in Washington, that the Speaker of the House and the President don't have total control over what their parties are going to do.
That's the real problem, is that, you know, Congress has always sort of handled this as at a last-minute kind of ordeal. And the problem is that worked when it was child's play, when this was games that were just political games being played out in Washington. This is the real economy now. They need to be grown-ups, and they need to step up the plate and get it done. So we absolutely cannot risk it not getting done, although that is still a risk today.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. and by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Well, in its first 3 weeks at the box office, Transformers has raked in more than $300 million. And now, as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, the producers of Transformers have a new project involving the blue-skinned, green-haired superhero Captain Planet.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Oh, sorry. Can't help it. And consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow isn't surprised. Captain Planet fought villains like Luton Plunder and Hoggish Greedley in the early 90s. His comeback's right on time.
We tend to go back about 20 years when it comes to our infatuation with nostalgia.
Ted Turner's cartoon broke ground as the first environmental kids show. But Yarrow says the captain and his multicultural planeteers need a makeover.
No offense, I know you love him, but it's cheesier than a lot of the other action heroes.
Still, he's a known entity, a plus for the partners in the remake, Cartoon Network and Angry Films. Kea Chatterjee leads climate change negotiations for the World Wildlife Fund. She says Captain Planet will help environmental issues stay in the spotlight. Plus,
I could really use a hero right now.
Well, Kea, remember,
the power is yours.
I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, to a job advertisement in the UK that asked for applicants who wanted to be a nail technician. Previous nail experience was preferable, but not essential for the job. But the company that placed the ad knew something was wrong when several beauticians applied for the position. They didn't mean those kinds of nails. The job was with a construction company. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau opens for business Thursday, so it's hiring.
We have people on staff today whose other alternatives within the private sector are, and I am not exaggerating, 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times the level of compensation they are able to command here.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The costs of protecting consumers next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.